Hey there, modern humans. Brooklyn Weston here, your guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little dose of stoic wisdom. Now, we're all about staying connected in this digital age, right? But ever feel like you need a break from the constant buzz? That you just want some quiet time to recharge and actually hear yourself think? Well, friends, today's episode is all about the power of solitude, something that feels more and more elusive these days. We're going to dive into why carving out time for yourself is essential, not selfish, and how it can actually make you a stronger, more present version of yourself. Trust me, this isn't just about being introverted or needing some me time. This is about embracing the quiet moments as opportunities for growth, clarity, and genuine connection with yourself. So, buckle up, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that'll change your perspective on solitude. First, let's get real. Solitude isn't just about being alone, it's about actively choosing to disconnect from the external noise. It's about tuning out the endless stream of notifications, opinions, and demands, and creating space for your own thoughts and feelings. Think of it like hitting the refresh button on your mind, allowing yourself a moment to simply be. Second, solitude isn't laziness, it's self-care. It's an act of prioritizing your well-being and investing in your mental and emotional health. Remember those moments when you feel most creative, insightful, or energized. They often come after taking time for yourself, right? That's because solitude gives your mind the space to wander, make connections, and generate fresh ideas. Third, embracing solitude helps you cultivate self-awareness. When you're constantly surrounded by people and stimuli, it's easy to lose touch with your own thoughts, feelings, and needs. But when you carve out time for yourself, you create a safe space to reflect on your experiences, values, and goals. You start to understand what truly matters to you, which makes it easier to make decisions aligned with your authentic self. Fourth, solitude can actually boost your creativity and problem-solving abilities. Ever noticed how sometimes the best ideas come when you're daydreaming or taking a walk in nature? That's because stepping away from the hustle and bustle allows your mind to wander freely, making connections and generating new perspectives. Finally, solitude doesn't mean isolation. It's about finding a balance between connecting with others and nurturing your own inner world. You can still have fulfilling relationships while also valuing time for yourself. In fact, by being more present and intentional in your interactions, you can build deeper, more meaningful connections. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're feeling overwhelmed, work deadlines piling up, social commitments swirling around, maybe even a nagging sense of anxiety creeping in. You feel like you're drowning in a sea of to-dos and expectations. What do? You power through it all, hoping to somehow magically survive the day. What do you take a step back, create some space for yourself, and simply breathe? Choosing solitude in this scenario isn't about avoiding responsibility or shirking your commitments, it's about prioritizing your mental well-being so you can show up as your best self. Maybe that means taking a short walk to clear your head, scheduling a quiet hour for reading, or even just practicing a few minutes of mindful meditation. Remember, these small acts of solitude can have a profound impact on your overall sense of calm, focus, and resilience. Think about it, when you're feeling balanced and grounded, you're better equipped to handle whatever life throws your way. So, my friends, the next time you feel overwhelmed or disconnected, remember the power of solitude. Embrace those quiet moments as opportunities for growth, clarity, and genuine connection with yourself. Remember, taking care of your inner world is not a luxury, it's essential for living a fulfilling and meaningful life. As always, thanks for joining me on this journey of exploring modern stoicism. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these insights, leave a review if you enjoyed the chat, and join our community online. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and keep embracing those moments of quiet power.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.